This is WSKG News. Governor Cuomo's health commissioner received a grilling from state senators at a hearing this week. It was on whether New York is doing enough to combat tick-borne illnesses. Karen DeWitt was there.
Health Commissioner Howard Zucker told the senators that this year there are fewer deer ticks and fewer reported cases of related Lyme disease in the state. But he says the number of Lone Star ticks is up. They can carry diseases such as Rocky Mountain spotted fever and even cause someone to become allergic to eating red meat.
The allergy is caused by a sugar called alpha-gal and the body's response to it. In most people, alpha-gal and red meat is broken down in the body easily. It is hypothesized that the Lone Star tick's saliva contains alpha-gal as well, and when the body is exposed to the alpha-gal in the tick's saliva, the body may develop an immune response and antibody reaction to it.
The health department also reports that they found cases of the Powassan virus in ticks further upstate, this time in Saratoga County. One person died after being infected. The rare but serious illness can cause encephalitis, the inflammation of the brain. The senators, mostly Republican and mostly from upstate and Long Island districts, closely questioned Zucker on whether, in light of the discovery of these new alarming diseases and conditions, the health department is doing enough. Senator Sue Serino of the Hudson Valley and chair of the Senate Task Force on Tick-Borne Illnesses questioned whether the number of cases of the disease is actually down or if there's underreporting and misdiagnoses. And she says children in her district often don't know the basics about how to respond to a tick bite.
I asked the kids in the class how many children know about ticks and Lyme disease, and you have about a third of the class raise their hands.
Serino says just having the information on the health department website is not enough. Senator Betty Little of the North Country wondered why the Cuomo administration is not running ads on television warning people of the dangers.
TV ads that try to educate people a little bit better about ticks and what to watch for and how to take care of them, especially with the Powassan thing where we had people die.
Zucker responded that he wants to focus more on social media campaigns instead.
We are working on that on multiple fronts, and we are out there.
And he and his aides say the number of tick-related illnesses reported can vary from year to year. But the senators were not convinced. Senator Ken Lavelle, who represents portions of eastern Long Island, says Lyme disease has reached epidemic proportions in his district. He says more research needs to be funded, and he questioned whether state officials are doing enough.
In terms of my own district, I think we need to ratchet up what we're doing.
Zucker responded.
We are attacking it with a lot of enthusiasm to make sure we get this under control.
Lavelle urged Zucker to think big for the upcoming state budget. Governor Cuomo has adopted a tradition of limiting state spending to around a 2% rate of growth per year. But that's meant many state agencies, including the health department, have budgets that are essentially frozen. Reporters asked Zucker whether he felt too constrained by the budget targets to advocate for more money to fight tick-borne illnesses. He said no, but he says he believes the department can work smarter with the money it already has.
Sometimes it's not just an issue of money, it's an issue of how we message things and get communication out there.
And Zucker says health officials do plan to do more. This fall, the department will coordinate with the governor's environmental agency to include more information about the risks of tick bites in hunter education classes. And in 2018, he says, they'll enact a statewide surveillance and response plan modeled on the one already in place for mosquito-borne illnesses. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.